The Chamber is absolutely delighted about this. It's really welcome news for the region here, for, as you say, Derry City and Strabane, particularly the projects that have been specified, funding has been specified for, but also for the whole region. It will be truly transformative.
How tense was the past weekend after rumblings emerged on Friday evening that city deals were being paused across the UK? Hilary Benn seemed to indicate over the weekend that he was still coming to Derry today. He was still up for a signing. But there was a few tense moments, I'm sure, over Friday, Saturday and Sunday last.
There were on Friday, Donal. Yes, I've got to say there were a lot of stirrings. A lot of phone calls were going on. But an awful lot of work went in the background to make sure that it got over the line and the right decision was obviously made. The Secretary of State himself, I think, was very, very supportive of, and made sure that it happened.
The signing has taken place. Is the money now set in stone? Is there any question of scaling back from the commitments over the coming years? Or as far as you're concerned, the ink is now drying on the page. It's a done deal. The money is coming.
I saw it done and before my very eyes, Donal. So, yes, I that's my understanding, is that the money is signed for and that is what will come here. Yes, obviously, with rising costs, of build costs and things like that, it's going to maybe take slightly different shape, and that's an ongoing process. But the money will start flowing from today, and we will see progress. Hopefully, see something actually sods lifted maybe before Christmas, and it will give hope an encouragement to everybody here in our direct city region, but all across the region. I feel it's good news and comes alongside the twin good news that Letterkenny's had as well at the ATU today, I understand, around the Veterinary College. It's all great news for this whole region.